And
I do.
And so now you're helping. I see you as, in my mind, as that person that can be in the middle between the child and the parent to bridge that gap of communication. Because normally what happens as this child grow up, there's some little things that I can't speak to my mom and dad about this. They don't understand me. Forgetting that we was a teenager one time.
That part.
But I see you as that healthy bridge to help healthy communication, not only for the child, but amongst the parents and the children. So do you?
That's really one of my goals.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you read one of my first books, Emotional Michaela, mm-hmm. And then Super Jacob, which is his superpower, self-control, by the way,
mm-hmm.
it talks about how the parent interacts with the child. And it's in a fun story kind of way for the children. However, as the parents read it, it gives them those tools and those tips that they can then start using with their children.
Hello. I'm going to say I absolutely loved being on the Tina Ramsey Show. Her ability to be able to ask questions, her ability to be able to showcase a female, her professionalism, the communication, the razzmatazz of the entire outlook here on the podcast was absolutely phenomenal. And I'm honestly going to give her a 10 out of 10 when it comes to her podcasting skills. And I can say this with a lot of backing because I've been on over 100 podcasts. And I'm telling you, she's A1 in my book for sure.
A really great experience on the Tina Ramsey Show. I felt like she really asked some valuable questions that can help a lot of people, especially in regards to monetizing. And so the vibe was great. I honestly wouldn't mind coming back on again if she invited me. And I felt like the conversation just flowed. So I am super happy and I can't wait for the show to air on every single platform out there. And thank you again.
Hello, hello, everybody. I am Dr. Teen J. Ramsey, the host of the Tina Ramsey Show and podcast powered by CTR Media Network. And we are at the Flourish Black Homeschooling Conference here in Decatur, Georgia. And we are bringing you some of the best in the industry of education and homeschooling, helping you to get in the know of what's going on that you may not even know about. And today we have an amazing featured guest. Her name is Latoya Smith. So Latoya, thank you so much for being a featured guest on our show.
Thank you for having me.
Listen, I am so glad that you are here. So tell us a little bit about yourself.
So I am a school counselor in the public school sector, and I'm also an emotional health specialist, which means I travel around to local churches, local homeschooling communities, things like that, and I work with their kids as well on social and emotional education, helping kids build resiliency, things like that. And I'm also a children's book author.
Wow. You know what? Did you just hear that? Guys, she is in the public school sector and she is lending her expertise to the homeschooling community. And one thing that I heard you say that I feel that is overlooked some is the emotional aspect. Because of course, we want to hit all these different milestones with education, but what about the emotional? Okay, and so in regards to emotional things, how are you helping the homeschooling parent kind of navigate those, I call them little pesky little emotions, especially when they get teenagers? How do you help us? Because I know these parents are like, I need to call her today.
So the biggest thing is holistic learning. So you have to have the foundation. So whether your child is 5 or 15, it's important for them to understand their emotions. Once they understand them, then they'll better be able to communicate with you what they're feeling. Initially, when a child is young, especially, you know, like our toddlers, either they're happy or they're mad. They're always mad. They're stomping around and things like that. But that's because they don't understand there's a such thing as frustrated. There's a such thing as nervous. There's a such thing as worried, right? And so the more we educate them on these different things, the more then they can communicate, I'm worried because I have a test coming up, or I'm worried because, you know, my friend not speaking to me right now. And so that sometimes will take over their thoughts where they can't concentrate. And so a lot of times people wonder, is SEL important? Is social and emotional learning important? Yes, because the same way when you're stressed out, you can't focus at work, or when you're overwhelmed, it's hard for you to feel like you're accomplishing anything. The same way our kids do the same thing and they're struggling. You're like, why you haven't gotten any homework done? They're stressed about something. They're frustrated. And that doesn't negate that the homework needs to get done or that the child needs to learn, but it's more so what tools can we use to help them to move past whatever is going on. And that's where I come in. I provide different tools, whether it's through the books that I write or through games that I like to play with the kids, or different techniques, calming down techniques and things like that, to help give the kids and the parents those tools so that when the kids are feeling those big emotions, they'll know how to handle it.
Listen, that is so crucial, because you're right, as adults, We know how we feel when we're stressed, but normally these are not skills that is naturally implanted in you. You have to have someone such as yourself to teach a child or a teenager how to communicate properly. Because in this world of digital age, I would say soft skills have been a little lackluster lately, because you know what I'm talking about.
I do.
And so now you're helping. I see you as, in my mind, as that person that can be in the middle between the child and the parent to bridge that gap of communication. Because normally what happens as this child grow up, there's some little things that I can't speak to my mom and dad about this. They don't understand me. Forgetting that we was a teenager one time.
That part.
But I see you as that healthy bridge to help healthy communication, not only for the child, but amongst the parents and the children. So do you?
That's really one of my goals.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you read one of my first books, Emotional Michaela, mm-hmm. And then Super Jacob, which is his superpower, self-control, by the way,
mm-hmm.
it talks about how the parent interacts with the child, and it's in a fun story kind of way for the children. However, as the parents read it, it gives them those tools and those tips that they can then start using with their children. And the same way when I have conversations with parents, by all means, later on, I give you my Instagram information. You can direct message me. A lot of times parents do that and ask me questions about, okay, my child is doing this singing. How can I help them out? Why is my child, you know, stomping around the house when, you know, they're angry? Or how can I get them to react calmly to situations that really, to me, doesn't seem like a big deal? And I answer those questions. One thing that you said, and you said as far as bridging that gap, because kids a lot of times don't believe that parents understand. One of the things I tell my parents, and I'm going to tell you all today, model the behavior you want from your child. Meaning, you know, when you get angry, you could be at your child. Your child did something, you're angry, and you're sending them to their room. You know it so that you can calm down, because you need to take some time. You need to take some deep breaths before you communicate with them. They don't know that. They just think you're sending them away. But you can just add that statement on. I need you to go to your room because I'm so angry right now that I need to calm down. So I'm going to take some breaths to calm down. And then they'll be like, wait, that works? Mama take breaths? Mama go and calm down? Yes. So then the next time you tell them, okay, I see you're really angry, how about you go calm yourself down? They won't look at it so much as, okay, she's punishing me. It's like, okay, well, your mama does it. I could try it. You know, and it takes a different turn. You don't want self-regulation or calming down techniques to be thought of as punishment. You want it to be just part of the norm behavior in your house.
Oh my goodness, that was powerful. Reflect the type of behavior that you want your child to have. And many times we get emotional and we're not thinking about reflecting the type of behavior that we want for our children. Because most of the time, children are a sponge and they're soaking up what we're doing. We don't realize they're a mirror of us. You know, we don't want to admit that. They're a mirror, you know, representation. And so the fact that I love that you use your books as a teaching tool. As the parents reading, they're pulling those. Ooh, that was smart. All right, so LaToya, tell us tell the audience, I should say, how they can get in contact with you, where they can find you, and anything else that you feel that they need to know about you.
So please follow me on social media. I am a social media girl, Instagram and Facebook, at Counselor LaToya Marie. You can also, most of my books are on Amazon as well. So please let me know if you have any questions or if you want me to come to one of your events or if you're... Right now, I am here in Metro Atlanta, Georgia. However, I have gone to New York. I've gone to Chicago. I've gone to Gary, Indiana. So please do not hesitate to give me a call if you want me to come to your area, whether it's a local church, an event, your homeschool society, or your school. Because like I said, I work in a school, but I also service the community.
Well, thank you so, so much for everything that you're doing and helping us to control our little emotions, because we need that help. So thank you so much, LaToya, for being on the show today. And make sure you guys to check her out on social media, because she's a social media girl. Make sure to check her out. And you know what? You guys, I tell you this every week because I want you to believe this, because I know it's true. If no one told you today that you are worthy, that you are valued, and that you are loved, I want you to know that I love you and that you are worthy and that you are valued. So what I want you to do until next time, I want you to do what? I want you to keep smiling. Thank you for tuning in to the Tina Ramsey Show, powered by CTR Media Network. Because remember, it's time for you to what? Come share, shine, and grow on the Tina Ramsey Show. See you next week, same time, same place. Bye. We'll be right back.